Shalom Rabosai, good night of Shabbos. Today's daf is Shabbos daf Chuf Yud Beis. So we had just started, Perek Elu Koshrim, or Ksharim perhaps, depending on how you analyze it. Anyway, talking about knots and tying and kosher and matir, and we had started off with the Mishnah saying that a knot that a person is chayv for is a camel's knot and a boat knot. And these, we said, we're talking about ropes that are tied specifically to the boat and to the camel, right? Instead of, let's say, perhaps a metal ring or whatever that they would use. Again, and you would extend another rope from this knot that was tied to the boat of the camel to either park the camel or the boat. And now the Mishnah is going to say that there are some knots that you're not chayv for. And that's what we're at the second Mishnah here on Kuf Yud Aleph. Amud Bey. So it says like this: Yesh l'cha ksharim she'ein chayev analeh ki kesher hagemala and kesher sfarim. There are some knots that you're not going to be chayev midoraisa for, like this camel knot or the boat knot. So and the Mishnah gives a bunch of options. Kosheres isha mipeta chaluka. A woman is allowed to tie the bottom of her shirt. V'chuti svacha, and the strings of a hat. V'sham psika, psika is like a belt, like a sash that they would wear around, I guess, around their waist. V'rutzios minal v'sandal, or straps of a shoe or a sandal. We'll spend a lot of time talking about shoes and sandals today. V'nodos yayim v'shemen, or if you can imagine like a leather bottle of wine or oil. Anyway, you could often they would have straps on the top to tie it. They didn't always have a plug or whatever. Ukidera shalbasar, or maybe over the plug that they would tie the straps to keep it to insulated or whatever. Okay, fine. Ukidera shalbasar, the same thing. If you would have some sort of cloth around the pot of meat to insulate it, you could tie it at the top. And again, the idea is that something that is going to be permanent, so you're going to see three levels of tying, of chiyuvim for tying, for knots. And three levels of permanence, really, which is a debate in terms of exactly what the case is. But the general klal is, if it's going to stay forever, it's also midaraisa. If it's going to be untied during the day, that day, it's not meant to be permanent at all, then it's mutar b'chachila. And if it's going to be permanent for some time, but not, la'asilavo, or not intentionally, you're not tying it so it should stay forever, then it's going to be putar avalasar. So keep those three levels in mind. And so these things, again, these items, where the Gemara is going to describe exactly what's the status. Because on the one hand, we said, it's not chayev like we said in the previous Mishnah, but does that imply that they're potter, or does that mean that they're motor? And the Gemara is going to talk about exactly what the deal is with these knots. But either way, just to finish off the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, kosher in the fnei behema b'shvil shalotetze, you can tie a rope in front of an animal so that it will not leave. And again, we'll have to talk about exactly what the case is. Fine. Says the Gemara, Hagufa Kasha, right? The language of the Mishnah is a stira, is contradictory. Amarta, he said, Yesh Ksham Shein Chayav Alehem, Bekesher Gemalim, Uvekesher Sfanim. Right? There are knots that you're not Chayav for, meaning not like the two camel and boat knots that we just talked about in the previous Mishnah, which you are Chayav for. So it implies that chiyuv hudaleka hagisura ika. Right, but if you're not chayiv, but you are, it is also. It's also midera bana. The other tani, and then the Mishnah says kosheris isha maftei chaluka. A woman can tie the bottom of her shirt. Right, afilu chachila. That seems to be it's mutter. Meaning that it's the Mishnah says she can do this. Not that it's also midera bana. It's not chayiv midaraisa. She can do this. So why? What do you mean? Is it mutter or is it pater? Gemara says, "Hachi kama." This is what the Mishnah means. Yesh kisharin she'in chayev analeh kikesher hagemala kikesher sfanim. And this is what's kind of sort of missing in the Mishnah. Umay nihu, what are those cases that are pater aval aser? Kitra the kachri b'zam, the knot tied through a nose ring. Ukitri the kitri the istra, and also the knot that is tied through the ring on a ship. Chayuvu deleka, for those. They are not chayiv midareisa, but hey sura ika, but they are aser. The yesh mitarin lechachila, and there are some that are mutter and legamre umaynihu. And what is that? That's all of the cases listed in the Mishnah: kosheres, maftichei chaluka, etc., etc. The rest of the Mishnah. So according to the Gemara, the Mishnah's cases are mutter. The ones they didn't. Mention was the knot that you tie with the rope that is tied to the nose ring of the camel. And again, the previous mission had said if you use a rope for a nose ring or for a ring that's tied to a ship, that would be Asur Midoraisa, that's the Asur Midoraisa case. The knot that you tie from the leash to the nose ring is Asur Midorabanan. And all the other cases in the Mishnah that we mentioned are Mutar Legamre. Okay, so first let's talk about those. Mafteach, Mefateach, or I guess Miftach, whatever it is, Chalukah, the end of a woman's shirt. Whereas it's Pshita, obviously, right? A woman's going to take a shirt off and on, it's not a permanent knot. Why would you be chayef for such a knot, right? You put something on, and let's say it's a, even nowadays, there are some styles where you tie something at some point on the shirt, no, it doesn't stay. You have to put it off and on. So the Gemara says, no, you need to tell me because it's easily tredashe. You might have thought a shirt that has two openings, two sides, meaning two things you need to tie. You might have thought, that the woman will leave one of them tied completely and just open and close. I'm not sure exactly the construct of this shirt, but there's two places that need to be tied, maybe on both sides, let's say the right and left side of the body, perhaps, I don't know. And what you might have thought that a woman would leave one of them tied the gamre, always, and then kind of slip it on and off with the other side. So kamash malan, therefore, even that type of knot is going to be mutter. Mistama, we assume that she's going to untie it the gamre and take it off and on that way. What about the strings of the hats? And says again, pshita, obviously, push it. So tie it around her neck or whatever it is. So what's the case? Lo tzricha? No, why did you tell me it's mutter? Because the revichala, because the hat is big. And ma'adatim, you might have thought, mishlef shalfala, the woman will kind of just take the hat off and on without untying the knot and just slip it on and off. So kamashmalan, these are chasa al-sara. So the Gemara says, apparently these hats used to, perhaps if you would do that, if you would slip it off and on, so it might rip out some of her hair. So a woman is concerned about her hair, mishra sharila, therefore she'll make sure to untie the knot and won't slip it off and on because she may end up losing some of her hair and you don't have to worry about that. Okay. Vaidur Ritsu is min al the sandal. What about straps on a shoe or a sandal? So now we're going to have some brises that the Gemara says, Itmar. Hidur Ritsu is min al the sandal. If you untie the straps of a shoe or a sandal, Tani Chada, one brise says, Chayv Chada, this is also min daraisa. Tani Idach, another one says, it's Pater Amal Aser, it's meaning Aser Midarabanan. And the third one says, Matalachachila. So, what's the deal? Kasha Minan Minan, Kasha Sandal Sandal. What's the deal with untying these sandals and these shoes? So the Gemara says, Minan, Minan, Lokasha, there's no problem with the shoe. Why? Padigatani Chayvachatas, that which we said is Chayvachatas, Bid Ush Kofi. That is a shoemaker's knot, meaning when they're actually making and creating the shoe from at the beginning. Right, so he'll tie something, and that's not meant to come apart ever. So that knot is Asur Midoraisa. Right? Again, that's going to stay forever. Again, we said, when you're thinking about tying and stuff like that, there are three levels. Something that will stay forever, something that is kind of, sort of, maybe permanent, but just for a decent amount of time, that's going to be Pata Lama Asur. And then something that's made to be untied a few hours later, that's going to be Motu Lagamre. So again, we're going to be Mataritz here according to those three levels. So the first case, again, the shoemaker's knot, that's never coming out. That's almost, if you can imagine, a stitch in a shoe. Nowadays, that's not coming out. Pater, right, okay, that's the case of Chayv Chatas. Pater Aval Aser, what's Aser Midrabanan? Bidrabanan. So that doesn't mean it's a Dindrabanan, that means the shoes are the Rabanan, Rashi says. Very interesting, that they used to kind of take off and on, not so often. Right, if you look at Rashi over here, Bidrabanan, so Kesha Koshin Soviv Raglov in Koshin Bidochak, they wouldn't tie it like we tie our shoe. They wouldn't tie it like loose. Shapamim Shachosok Shu Koshur, Vanoolok Shu Koshur. Sometimes they would slip it on and off when it was tied. Umiyo, however, meaning that would sound like it's a Kesha Shalkayama, meaning they like my kids do that all the time. I always tell them, don't tie your shoes. But they just kind of ease off their shoes and kick them to the side. So then a knot might seem to be permanent because you're not using the knot to get in and out of the shoe. It's not being untied. So Rashi addresses that. He says, Miu, however, for the Rabbanan, for whatever reason, Keshesh HaKoyama Lohavi, it's not considered a permanent knot. Shebishasa Tit Matir Nosova Koshin Osho Bedocha. Because apparently when it was muddy outside, so they would untie it and take it off. Apparently they would get really dirty or something, and they would just kick off their shoes, right, when their shoes were dirty, so they would actually untie it. So again, sometimes they would untie the shoe. so that it shouldn't get all sticky and stuff like that. So apparently it wasn't as permanent as, let's say, a shoemaker's knot. Okay, so that's going to be usur midrabanan. And what's that case? Mechoza. The people who lived in Mechoza. So what's that? So Rashi says that they were very careful about their clothing. And they would tie it, but they would untie it. Right? They would be very careful not to ruin their clothing. So again, like I yell at my kids for kicking off their shoes, you know, because it's going to ruin it, it's going to mess it up. I don't know if it really will. but that's what we say. But let me say, they were very careful to take off and on their shoes very properly so they wouldn't get damaged. So that kesher is for sure going to be untied later in the day, and that's totally fine. Okay, so that's about shoes. Sandal, sandal, lokasha. There's no problem with the untying of the straps of a sandal. What's the araisa one? That's again, that's again the Arabian sandals, which the shoemakers will tie. That's a knot for there for the shoemakers. That's going to be usher, because it's supposed to stay always. Pater Avel Asr, what's that case? That's b'dechumarta dekatri inhu. That's a case where the people actually will tie the shoe, the sandal themselves. Meaning other people who wore these sandals, again, they weren't professional sandals, that the knots that were tied and untied by the people who were wearing them. Okay, and they would stay often right on the sandal. You slip your shoe on and off, but I guess these sandals were not as professional as the Arabian sandals. And finally, mutar lechachila is b'sandal danafkibe trey, a sandal which two people will wear, meaning that the size is negotiable. That the strap you could even have nowadays, kind of like that. If you have, you can have some sort of like adjustable shoe where two people will wear. So since obviously they're gonna tie and untie the strap that goes over the sandal, depending on how big the foot is that is currently wearing it, so that's gonna be mutar because that is not meant to stay. At all, kid Rav Yehuda, like Rav Yehuda, the Rav Yehuda, achua the Rav Sala Chasida, right? Is Rav Sala the tzaddik, the chosid? Rav Yehuda was his brother, and Havilei Ahu Zuga the sandal, he had this pair of sandals. Zimnin the Nafik Beihu, sometimes he wore it, and Zimnin Nafik Bei Yenoka, sometimes his kid went out and wore it. Also, the Kamin Abai, he went to Abai and he said, Amalai, Kag Avnamai, what's the din with this shoe? Am I allowed to tie and untie the strap on top of the sandal so that my kid can wear it? So Amalai, Chayiv Chatas. Abai said, it's also Midaraisa. So Amalai said, Rehudi said, back then, what? Ashta Potter Aval Osar Kakashuli. I was asking you if it was also Midarabonan. The Chayiv Chatas Kamata. You're telling me that it's also Midaraisa? My timer. What are you talking about? So Amalai. So Abaye said, my time, what's your problem? What's the reason with the psak? Ramalei, mishim de bechol nami, zimnin nafika be'ana, zimnin nafika be'yinuka, because even during the weekday, I share this shoe with my kid. So Ramalei, so Abaye said to him, oh, fine, okay, you didn't say that. Right? It's always important to come with, if you ever have to ask a kasha, or a shaila to a rav, you have to come with all the facts, all the details. So he said to him, okay, fine, if that's the case, then it's totally fine, and you don't have to worry about it. Okay. Rabbi Yirmiyah havaka asal basrei de Rabbi Avo b'Karmelis. Rabbi Yirmiyah was walking behind Rabbi Avo. He's hanging out with Rabbi Avo in a Karmelis. Again, it's also not a makom tour, but it's a Karmelis. It's not a Rishos HaYachid or Rishos HaRavim. It is a makom de Rabbanan. So if secret sua the sandale, and the strap on his sandal fell off, so what do you do? So Amalei, right, meaning theoretically a sandal that's not usable is muktzah. So Amalei, mani avi, what do I do with this? So Amalei said back to him, shokol gami lach, take some sort of moist, wet something, I forget what a gami is, but the chazi lemechel behemah that is fit for an animal to eat, meaning some sort of like a strap or something that an animal might eat, meaning that item itself is not muktzah, because it's, you know, an animal can eat it. So the kroch and you should also kind of tie it around your foot, and that way you can kind of walk with it until you get home. So Abaye Havakai Kamei Rav Yosef, Abaye is hanging out with Rav Yosef, and if Sikle Ritua, and Abaye's sandal, and Abaye also the strap fell off. So Amalei, my Avilei, what should I do with it? So Amalei, so he said to him, Shavke, you have to leave it there, it's Mukta. It's Mukta, either he's in or Rishus Yachid. Hold on, I think that's somebody at the door. Okay, sorry, I'm going to say Friday, Erev Shabbos, Shirim are always a little tight. Okay, so Abaye, his strap fell off. And Rav Yosef said, leave it there. And there's nothing you can do, because, right, b'chotzer, as Rashi says, because it was in Rosh Hashanah and it was Muktzah. So Gemara says, Maishna derav Yirmiyah. What was the difference in the case between this case and the case we just had, where he was in a Carmelis? So Hasam lo Mintar. Because by Rabbi Yirmiyah's shoe, the shoe was not guarded. Mintar means to be guarded, the shmor. Meaning when he's in a Carmelis, he needed to, you know, he needed to make sure you get the what's called it. There's a tzorach to get the shoe home. But Hacha in the Chatzer, Mintar, it was guarded, and therefore, you know, there was no reason for him really to get it out of there. You could just leave it and then deal with it Motzei Shabbos. So Gemara says, Vahamanahu. What do you mean? The sandal is still a mana. Mana is a kli. It still should be. Why would the sandal be muktzah? Di be'inan be'ina hafichna le'imim. It is small because if you want, you can switch the sandal from the right to the left. So apparently these straps, basically the way they used to have these straps, as Rashi says over here, hasandal yishlo shtei tarsios. There were two straps, and one on the outside and one on the inside. Between, it didn't necessarily, I guess, go over the foot. It must have gone over the foot, but, I mean, one on the outside of the foot and one on the inside of the foot. And when the inner one breaks, Rashi says, I'm just paraphrasing here, you can fix it. Other way around. Meaning, I think when the outer one breaks, when the inner one breaks, you can fix it. But if the outer one breaks, let's see, Rashi, I forget which one is which. Yeah, so when the inner one breaks, you can fix it. Even though it is noticeable that it's that you fixed it, and it's kind of like it's embarrassing. However, let's have pnim lomit chazi, but on the inner side, you can't see it. But if the outer one breaks, then you can no longer fix it. So that's the difference. Meaning, the inner one you can fix, therefore it's still a kli, but the outer one you cannot fix. There's not, and Abaye's case was with the outer one. So therefore, that's why it was also, because it's totally unusable, and you can no longer handle it, therefore it became Muktzah. But the case where Rabbi Yirmiyah, when he's in the Carmelis, it was the inner one, the inner strap, and therefore it became it was still usable and it was considered a kli, and therefore you could wrap this animal food around it and walk with it. So that's the question. Hamanahu, what Abaye said, but the kasha is then, if the inner one broke, you could flip it around, and then obviously it'll be. If you flip the sandal around, then it changes from being the inside strap to the outside strap because you put on the other foot, on the other shoe, on the other foot. So why should it be aser? Said Abaye. So Amar Leim the Gitar. It's mi de kam mitaritz Rabbi Yochanan. Lid Rabbi Yehuda. Shmamin alach Rabbi Yehuda. Apparently, Rabbi Yochanan said that the alach is like Rabbi Yehuda, and if the strap broke, the strap broke, and it's aser, it's no longer a kli, and therefore it's muktzah. So the Gemara says, my he. What are you talking about? I don't remember learning that yet. So the Tanya, like we learned in the Brisa, sandal shenifsegu shtei oznav. Let's say a sandal, and literally it means both ears broke off. But apparently, on the sandals, they used to have these kind of like these flaps over their foot on each side that the person would kind of like grab onto whilst getting his shoe on his foot. So if both of these flaps, let's say, are literally ears, broke off, that is the straps that we talked about previously, or the entire bottom, obviously the sole, S-O-L-E, so then Tohar, obviously it's Tohar, it's no longer considered a kli, it's no longer Mekabel Tumah. Achas mi oznav, but if only one of the quote-unquote ears, achas mi tarsiyov, or one of the straps, oshenital rova kafshalo, or if most of the sole was removed, so then Tameh, it's still considered a kli, and it does not lose its status of the kli. It's still able to be used, you can still fix it and make it, save it and make it as a kli. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, if nifsika pnimis tame, this is what I mentioned before, if the inner strap broke off, then it's tame, then it's still considered a kli because you can fix it. But achitzona, but if the outer strap broke off, apparently, again, I'm not sure exactly the construct of the sandal, but apparently if the outer strap broke, then the sandal was completely useless, you couldn't fix it, and then it is tahor, and it was no longer considered a kli, it would not be and this is the point. I guess it's not really the point, but we'll see in a second. You'll see that it comes after this whole discussion. So Rabbi Yochanan said that just like the machlokes here in terms of is whether it is makabel tuma, right? Meaning if it's still considered a shoe, it's tame. If it's no longer fixable, it's tahor. It's no longer a shoe. Kach machlokas lenin Shabbos. So too, the same machlokas is lenin Shabbos, meaning that if it is if it's considered a kli, then it's not muktza. If it's not considered a kli, then it's going to be muktza. Aval lo lenin chalitza. But the machlokas, there's no machlokas here between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim in terms of chalitza. So the Gemara says va'avinuba, and we understand again. We're waiting to get to the point where Rabbi Yochanan said the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda, but just bear with us. Avinu, but we understood about this statement, this whole discussion, as follows. Rabbi Yochanan liba dema. What did Rabbi Yochanan mean when he said, regarding chalitza, everybody agrees? Meaning, do the Chachamim agree? Do the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Yehuda about the inner and outer, meaning strap situation? That if the inside is, again, if the inside broke off, that it is still considered a kli, and therefore it's tame, but it's not mukta. And if the outer broke off, it is no longer considered a shoe and a kli, it's not fixable, and therefore it's tahor, and it is mukta. So, are the Rabbanan modit Rabbi Yehuda? What's the deal? The Rabbi Yehuda is modit Rabbanan by chalitza. Ilem aliba the Rabbanan. If you tell me that he's, Rabbi Yochanan said that leading chalitza, the Rabbanan do not argue, and therefore what does it mean? And that since it's considered a kli for tuma, and le'inyan Shabbos nami manahi, again we're talking about a strap on the outside. Yeah, that's the nekuda machlokas. So if the strap broke out on the outside, according to the Chachamim, it's considered a kli. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says that it's not considered a kli, but Chachamim disagree. Le'inyan Shabbos hamanahi, it's considered a kli, and therefore it's not mukta. Avalola chalitza, but it's not true when we said lo in chalitza, it's not true regarding chalitza. Delav manahi, that it's not considered a shoe for chalitza. Again, chalitza, the case right, when a person declines to do yibum, do chalitza instead to break the zika between, you know, the brother's wife and the brother and the other brother. Spit, take off the shoe. Everybody's familiar with the process. So, but you need a proper shoe. You can't just use a piece of wood. So if it's considered a kli, so that you can use it. If it's not considered a kli, then you can't. So again, kli in the essence of something that you can use, a usable utensil, right? So if the shoe is considered tame and not muktza, but avalolein chalitza, but not regarding chalitza, delav manahi, then it's not considered to be a kli, not considered to be a shoe. That's not. That can't be true because the Mishnah says chalitza shel shmol bayimin. If she took off the left shoe from the right foot, chalitza zekshera, then that works. That's totally fine. Even if you, right again, you moved around the shoe, right? You switched it. You switched the left shoe to the right shoe, to the right foot. So then it's fine. So meaning it can't be that you hold that a shoe that's been flipped around. Right, technically, if you lost the outer foot, again, as we mentioned, if you lost the outer strap and you flipped the shoe around, so now it was actually the inner strap, so apparently that's totally fine. So Ella Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, right, that's still considered a kli. You can't tell me that it's not considered a shoe anymore. Ella Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, maybe that's what the Chachamim meant. Regarding Tuma, he holds that if you lose the outer strap, it's no longer considered a shoe. So therefore, it's not Tumah. Linyan Shabbos, in terms of Shabbos, halav manahu, it's not considered a shoe, and therefore it's muktza. Avalola chalitza, but if you're telling me avalola chalitza, but it's not true that b'chalitza, that demanahu, that it is considered a shoe, so how does that work? Amar, midra amrinan chalitza shel shmol b'yamin chalitza ksheira, when do you say that if you took off the left shoe on the right foot, that it's kosher? That's hecha de la milse manahu. That's when it's considered a manah, when it's actually or a usable shoe for its proper foot. Meaning if she slips on the left shoe on her right foot, but the left shoe is normal, so that's totally fine. Avalhacha, but if you're telling me that you're flipping around the sandal and it's not even usable on the left foot, you can't even use it for its own purpose. Right? So how's that going to work? Da'or Rabbi Yehuda nifsega chitzona ta'or, because Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that if the outside strap broke, it's ta'or, it's no longer considered a shoe. Alma lav manahu, apparently it's not considered a shoe. So when Rabbi Yochanan said, ava lo le'in chalitza, what did he mean? What was he talking about? So Olam, the Gemara says, really, alibi Rabbi Yehuda. Really, he meant that according to Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore, ema v'chein le'chalitza. When Rabbi Yochanan didn't say that lo le'in chalitza, he meant to say v'chein le'in chalitza. That just like Rabbi Yehuda says, a strap, a shoe whose strap on the outside broke off, it is no longer considered a shoe for chalitza. V'akamash malan, and that's what we're telling me that the chiyam, that when we say chalitza shasmol b'shanimin chalitza k'sheira, that when you use the left shoe on the right foot for chalitza, and that works, that's hecha dilamil semanahu. That's only if it would work, if it would be a usable shoe on your left foot. Aval hacha, but over here, lamil se lav manahu, but here in this case where the outer strap broke off, it's not no longer considered a shoe. That's how we know Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda, and that's why he suggested that the case by Abaye is a case where the outer strap broke off, and therefore it was muktzah because it was no longer considered a usable sandal. Whew, yikes. Okay, definitely requires some chazara on Shabbos. Umi on Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, the Gemara says right away, challenging that. Wait 1 second. Did Rabbi Yochanan really, really say this? If I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, Halacha kista Mishnah. Halacha always is like a Mishnah without an author. Utznan, and we learned in the Mishnah, sandal shenipska achas me'ozna v'tikna. If you have a sandal, that this is a Mishnah in Kalim, that if you have a sandal who lost one of its ears, but again, we said the flap that you use to kind of pull the sandal on, so, and you fixed it, so, tamei midras. It is still considered tamei midras. What this means is that we've said before, tamei midras. Did we skip the, I think we skip the rest of it. So what is tamei midras? So that means, that's basically code phrase for it's still considered a sandal. Meaning, it didn't become a, again, we said that if a kli, a utensil, anything, becomes unusable, so then it loses its status of being the kabel tumah. So if you would break a sandal and it was tumah, then it would become tumah. Now the question is, when you fix it, does that go back to its original tumah status? Does it originally get or keep its own, at what point did it lose the status of a kli or not? So when we say that it is still tumah midras, it means that it is still able to be mekabel tumah from a zav that steps on it, meaning it's still a kli. It's still usable, it's still considered a kli, and is able to be metame midras. So Gemara says, my lav, does that not mean lav lo shnah pnimis lo shnah chitonis? It seems to imply, it doesn't say anything about which ozen, which ear broke off, so apparently it doesn't matter which side. So that disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said if the inner strap broke off, it's fine, it's still considered a kli, but if the outer strap broke off, then it's going to be considered, it's no longer a kli. It should no longer be tami midras. So here you tell me that it is tami midras, i.e. it's still makabel tumah. So Gemara says, no, pnimis dafka, lo pnimis dafka, it's really talking about the inner one, where that would mean that it's still a kli, and it's still tami midras. Gemara says, "What? I'm a chitona mai tahor. But if the outer one broke, is it going to? It's tahor now. The sandal is totally unusable. It's not considered a kli. Ihachi, if that's true, aditani. One second. The Mishnah says that nifska shmiya v'tikna. If the second ear broke, and then right, and again, the first one broke, you fixed it. The second one broke, then you fix it. Tahor min a midras. It loses its previous tuma status. I'm a tami maga midras." But it is tame for touching a midras. And what that means is, that's, what's it called? That's code phrase again, that you have now come and created a new sandal. That it loses its previous tumas midras status, but it is now, you've created almost like a new kli, it is now mekabel tumah, because if it touched, you know, it touched its. Let's see here. Where did it touch? Right. This is right. You look at Rashi. You have a rishon tumah that dying klihu. The chazi lemilse the mitkan rishona. The first one was fixed. After the midras huroi, he have an alezov. Right? If the person working on it was a zav, so then he's going to be tame. Miu, however, mitumas midras kamaisa, the original tumas midras, the avi alea, tahor. Meaning it loses its original tumas midras, but you now have created it into a new kli if a zav is working on it, and it's tame maga midras. So, meaning that's what the Mishnah says. So, if that's the case, that if the outer one broke off, it also lost its status as a kli and then regained its status as a kli. So niflag b'diday. Why don't you just have the different flaps? Why do you need to tell me the first one broke and then they fixed it, and the second one broke and then you fixed it? Why just tell me? Just tell me b'met v'ramonim shenifska pnimis alachitzon tahor. Right? Why don't you just tell me that if the inner strap or the inner flap broke, so then it's still considered its original kli, and if the outer one broke, then it loses the status of a kli. It's no longer considered a kli, and then when you fix it again, it then regains a kli status. So Gemara says, "Yanechanami to Amar Rambam Yitzchak Bar Yosef to Hey Mishnah Teinu." Our Mishnah should talk about Besandal Sheyishlo Arba Oznayim Arba Tarsiyim Tarsiyim. It has four. The case in the Mishnah has four. Shalom Lishbor Dvarav Shorabi Yochanan, because we don't want to have the sira between the words of Rabbi Yochanan. On the one hand, he said that Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda. On the other hand, we have this kasha. Why would the Mishnah talk about, you fixed it, you broke it? It should have just talked about a much more simple case. So the case must be where it has four straps, and therefore, if you have, you know, it's important that you broke one and you fixed it, and you broke another one, because, you know, depending on how many you break is going to ruin the status of the kli, as opposed to just the inner versus the outer when you have a sandal with only two straps. All right. Ki asa Rabin Amar Rav Chanan Bar Abba Amar Rav. Halach Rabbi Yehuda. The halach is like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Ain't halach Rabbi Yehuda. Fascinating. Apparently, we see again. We've been talking about how Rabbi Yochanan holds the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda. Now, tell me that it's not. So Gemara says, address that right away. Miyam Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. Vav could meet the mitzvah of Rabbi Yochanan. I'll leave the Rabbi Yehuda. Shmamina. Rabbi Yehuda's real life. Didn't we just say that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda? So Gemara says, you're right. In Echanami, Amurai, Ninhu, Valiba, the Rabbi Yochanan. They're just Amurayim who are arguing as to what Rabbi Yochanan's shita was. So therefore, yeah, you can have Amurayim. Ravim said that the Rabbi Yochanan does not agree with Rabbi Yehuda, and the previous Amoraim said that Rabbi Yochanan does hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. Tonight, also we learned the Mishnah. Kalim Kol Kli Bali Batim Shiran Kirimonim. Again, we said that for a Kli to lose its status of being the Kabal Tumah, to lose its status of a Kli. The standard size is if it has a hole the size of a pomegranate, that a pomegranate can fit through. So then a person is going to get rid of it and it's no longer a usable kli. That's the size for it to lose its status as a kli. So boy, Chizki asked the following question. Nikev kamotzi zayis ustama. Let's say you ended up with a hole the size of an olive, and then you sealed it up with some, I don't know, whatever. The chazav nikev kamotzi zayis ustama. And then you had another hole, and then you filled it up. Until the point where the filling, the thing that you use to plug all the holes, that is now the size of a rimon. So Mao, what's the din? Is that considered a kli or not? Right, if it was mekabel tumah already, right, and now you have this hole the size of the pomegranate, i.e., excuse me, it is filled in, then maybe the tumah should be gone. Because now you have a hole the size of a pomegranate. So Amalei, as Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Shani Solanu, Rabbi, you taught us, Sandal Shenipska Achas Meoz Nevetikna. Let's say you have a sandal, who lost one of its quote-unquote ears, one of its flaps, and you fixed it. Tame Midras, it's still considered a kli, it's still considered its original Tumah. Nivska Shniyu Tikna, if the second one broke now, and then you fix it, so then Tara Bina Midras, then it loses its original Tumah, Avotame Maga Midras, but it can be Mekabel Tumah, right, if it is touched by a Zav, because it's now considered a new Kli. Varmina Lachan, you said that's Maishna Rishona, what's the difference? excuse me, between the first one and the second one. The kaima shnia, is it because the second, you still have the second one when the first one broke? And shnia nami mitakna rishona. Well, it's the same case. When the second one broke, you still had the first one because the first one had already been fixed. Tamarat alon alea, and you said about this, panu chadash is balakad. That in a chana, that phrase panu chadash is familiar from chasen as we go to Shavuot Brachos. But what that means is that there's a new situation going on over here. That the new sandals, the new fixing, the sandals considered new. When you fix those flaps back onto the sandal, it's considered to be a new sandal. So achanami panu chadash is balakad. So too here, when you fix the kli, you kept on getting holes, and then you fixed it. So it must be that it's a new kli. So kari alel less den bar enish. Apparently, Rabbi Chizkiya was very excited about Rabbi Yochanan. He said, "This guy can't be a person. Bar enish. He's not a person." Rashi says, "El a malach. He must be a malach." That's an unbelievable pshat. Igadamri. Some people say, "Kigon den bar enish," or he's such a great person. He's such a great human being. Gevaldik. Amar Rabbi Zera bar Amar Rava bar Zizimira. Bazimona, sorry. In Rishonim Bnei Malachim, and if the Rishonim were, I mean, the Talmidei Chacham from back in the day, right, not the Rishonim on the Gemara, obviously the Gemara is not talking about the Rishonim, no, but if the great Gedolim from back in the day were the sons of Malachim, Anu Bnei Anashim, we are the sons of men. If Rishonim are Bnei Anashim, and if the Rabbanim back in the day were the sons of men, Anu Kachamorim, we are like donkeys, and not even like the greatest donkeys, but Ella Kishar Chamori, rather like any other random donkeys, right? This is a concept of Yuridus Hadoros. They were saying that, oy vey, we must be like donkeys. Just to clarify those cases, what's the cases of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa and Pinchas ben Yair? So Rashi, interestingly enough, points to two Gemaras, one in Chulin and one in Tinus. The one in Chulin says that Pinchas ben Yair's donkey when Pinchas ben Yair took a donkey, traveled and showed up at a hotel, and put his donkey in the stable, and the hotel owner gave it to eat from, gave it food that had not been meiser. It was still teva. So obviously that's not a din for animals. Teva will take off trumas and meiser, so you can only eat it. That's a din for people. But the donkey wouldn't eat it until he took trumas and meiser. That's the case in Chulin. The Gemara in Tainus says that there's a donkey that would not go, that was a rent, meaning like a rental car, like it was a rental donkey. And when the renter, obviously at the end of the day, you bring the donkey back. But the donkey would only go back if the payment was correct. So once there was a bunch of, there was some, I forget what it was exactly, there was something left on the donkey, some sort of produce or some sort of merchandise, and the donkey didn't move. Didn't go back to its original owner. There's a whole thing, and then they realized that there was still some items on it, and so he took it off. The problem is that interestingly enough, that the Gemara is not there in Titus is not Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, it's Rabbi Yossi ben Yukos. So that's interesting, and I'm not sure exactly what to do with that. But okay, either way, when you look up that Gemara over there in Titus, so it's not actually Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, right? For sure, the Gemara in Chulin is Pinchas ben Yair, but the Gemara in Tainus is Rabbi Yossi ben Yukros, or not ben Yukros, from Mi Yukros, I think.